Blog Talk Radio. Today is Thursday, January 16th, 2020, and this is Talkology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Thursday and Happy New Year to you. I hope and pray that you are off to a wonderful start with goals and plans and aspirations and hopes and dreams and all of that kind of stuff. It's pretty exciting when we're launching into a new year. Our expectations are usually at an all-time high, and we feel like we have just been handed a new opportunity to make good things better and work on great things to come. Is that you too? Certainly many of us. It's like being given a 12-month map to work with, you know, to chart out the days and months, and hopefully with big and little victories all along the way. That's the plan, right? Well, that's where we're headed today with our conversation. This is a Master Your Mindset edition, and we're talking about the big push, giving birth to your blessings in 2020. My special guest, superstar RRRR, Cassandra McShepherd, joins me, as she always does, for our Master Your Mindset edition. She will share her truths on the subject and her Cassandra-isms and what she knows so far. And what I know will be an empowering chat for all of us. Indeed. Welcome, Cassandra.
Silver, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Yes, indeed. For sure, for everybody. That's for sure. Well, we've got an interesting conversation ahead of us, and you always have some great things to contribute. And with it being the first of the year, we have always done a New Year's show for the last 10 years. Can you believe that? This is 10
has
years.
Has it been
of
10
doing
years?
Uh-huh.
My
uh-huh.
goodness. Uh-huh. Have we said anything?
You know what? I've had a
yeah.
couple of people literally bump into, you know, and that's when you know it's really special, when you bump into somebody and they say, you know, I listen to you and your friend. And that was
wow.
someone said that to me just a couple of months ago. And I thought, oh, wow, really? That's,
okay.
that's amazing. She was excited about whatever she had received. So we are doing something
awesome.
Right.
Well,
you know,
then
we
good.
Wouldn't be
praise
doing
God.
It if I didn't think we were. Yeah, indeed. Well, listen,
yes,
you
know,
let's start out. We're talking about birthing your blessings. So I think a good way to lead into this conversation is talking about the goals and dreams and aspirations. You know, they're conceived initially, you know, in our mind. And what I want to do with the points that I have, Cassandra, let's talk about the pros and the cons. You know, I think it's always great when motivational speakers and inspirational speakers can pump you up to do something, but sometimes they forget to tell you about the raggedy stuff that's going to happen along the way
yeah.
when you're trying to get something done. Most of us experience it, and if we've just been told the good stuff, we're just like caught way off guard when stuff starts to go left. So let's talk about that as well. It's a great thing when the idea is conceived. It's wonderful. We're usually so excited when something's come to us. And it may be a real novel idea. It may just be that you're wanting to manage your money better or invest this year or lose weight or, you know, at least get your business plan going, maybe go back to school, take up a new trade. The list is kind of endless. But it's exciting for us at that point. I saw a post the other day, though, that I thought was interesting, and I'm going to paraphrase it because we can't live on just excitement when we're trying to do something. But it said something like, we spend a lifetime thinking about something that we probably could have launched in 20 minutes. And I thought that that was very profound, because I know that there are numerous people who may be listening and are thinking, you know, I did have this idea about 20 years ago or last year or whatever the case may be. You know, it's something that we have to understand, that the conception part of it is often the easy aspect of it. But we have to get ourselves to the point where we're devising something that's going to get us from the starting line, devising a plan at that stage, or coming up with some go-ahead thoughts about what to do next. What do you think about that when you hear that, Cassandra, about spending a lifetime thinking about something that you could have done, you know, in 20 minutes? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think I know that it is definitely true. You say conception, and as they say, I never birthed no babies. So I like to think of a thought as a seed. And for those who have mm-hmm. not had children, maybe they put a seed in the soil, a seed of expectation. Because even I think of dreams or desires as seeds. They are beginnings of things. And so, like with an embryo, with an actual seed, first, Silver, it needs to be honored. So often we have a thought, a desire, an idea, and before it is even full in our thinking, that voice comes to say, but I don't know how, or but I can't do that. So often people say to me, you can do this, you can do that, you can do this. I said, well, how do you know that you can't? Oh, I can't do that. And unfortunately, that's true. So the seed, the embryo, the thought, the idea has to be honored. When we are talking about ideas, you know, I am an advocate, as I know you are also, of writing things down. This is a set-aside time for you to articulate what you are thinking. Don't hold the dream hostage, because you don't know what step to take even. It has direction and power and intention of its own. First, mm-hmm. honor it.
That is exactly true. You know, you mentioned, and I have that written down because it happened to come through one of my Facebook memories today, about the but that we often put in the way. And I just posted yes. it before the show started. And you and I, many years ago, did a show about your but getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. At that stage, you have to be extremely careful about what you're telling yourself. And that's what I was saying when I started our conversations about the things we don't realize can sometimes be the thing that throws a damper on the conception aspect of it. You know, we find ourselves dealing with our own thought processes, or looking at life, or looking at the mm-hmm. children, or looking at whatever the case may be, and all of a sudden, oh, I'm not going to do that for whatever reason. So you have to be very, very careful. You'll never get to the point of birthing the blessing if you stop yourself, of course, at the stage
of
conception.
And I think it's, again, very important not to hold the dream hostage, because you don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, you know, it, mm-hmm. it doesn't, babies aren't born at 21, you know. Plants don't burst out of the ground as trees. It takes time, but it starts with that thought, that desire, that intention, that seed, that embryo, and honor it. Write it down as an idea, as the seed is planted in intelligent soil. The soil knows what to do with it. Your body knows how to grow a child. A woman's body does, anyway. Honor it. Write it down. It's the process.
Indeed, it is. The second thing I have for us, Cassandra, is believed. It has to be believed. And that's when you have to kick that butt to the curb, totally out of the way. When I think of believing something, and I, you know, I pondered this about myself and things that I've done and intend to do, I believe it at some point after I've conceived it, I have to believe it in my heart. And, you know, the heart, and we may have talked about that sometime over the years too, that the heart has its own brain. And when you can actually have this idea in your heart, you start to give it life for real at that point. Something really starts to happen. And I thought about, you know, again, the birth process, it's like feeling the baby moving, you know, you mm-hmm. really believe it. It's like something's compelling you, something, you feel this thing start to come alive in you. And again, it may just be that you want to lose weight. Well, you get excited about it in your heart. You're thinking and seeing yourself with that weight loss, or you see yourself interacting in business with people or in school. You know, those things, when you start seeing it in your mind, the conception aspect, and then you start believing it in your heart, you do see vision at that point. You mm-hmm. do start to feel something that's starting to move you toward the idea, the goal, the aspiration, and it gets really exciting. The thing you have to be careful of, though, because beliefs can also fade, and it can fold, and it can happen because we are sometimes tricked into thinking that because we feel that excited, everything should go a certain kind of way, like right. Well, that only happens in a perfect world. It still takes moving ourselves in the right direction. Also, I think something that bumps up real big at that point, too, is people who don't believe in you and people who are naysayers. They come at you when you start talking about what you've conceived and now what you believe in your heart. And you feel so sure of it. And then you got these things, these people that just don't quite see it. And that's okay if they don't. It's your baby, as they say. And they may not. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's one of the cautions that you have to be aware of when you're feeling like so excited about what's happening, and then other people don't get it, or they don't see it, or they don't believe it.
First of all, Sylvia, you know, I have this saying that if you don't understand, if a person doesn't understand what you're talking about, God didn't mean them, He meant you. So right. When you are given a dream, a seed, a desire, an inspiration, an idea, it's yours, and it would behoove us, not unlike, again, I go back to, because we started with conception, and I'm thinking about babies, I go back to a child. There is a 9-month gestational period. There is within the seed in the ground, however long it takes, and I'm really not a gardener, but I have dropped a seed in soil before, however long it takes for it to do what it does and happen, and that happens in the quiet, in its own womb, in its own space of growing, where there is wisdom and all of that. And it's real, real personal. You talked about believing, and I think about for those that don't necessarily know how to believe in those things which are not yet seen. And that is, I think, a very real place for some people. What I wrote down, though, is how about no doubt? If you cannot put your belief as a knowing, is that you just know this thing, how about just don't put your mouth on it? I remember when you and I got started, you had shared some things that you just knew about me, and I didn't know what you was talking about because I didn't know those things about me. Those things, well, I didn't, but you were so sure. And I said to you, I won't put my mouth on it. I'll just say okay. And I think about when things are being birthed in the life and paths of people, if you don't know how to believe, I have at many times not known how to believe. I just then try not to put my mouth on it And your mouth is your stinking thinking. It's your every. It's everything that tells you you can't. Just watch that and squelch that. If you don't know how to believe, just don't curse it. Don't, in other words, don't dig the seed up. Don't extract the child at 2 months to see what it's looking like. You know what I'm saying?
I certainly do. And I don't know that we could emphasize enough, Cassandra, how critical it is at that point to really be aware of your own self and your own thinking and the thinking of other people about what you're doing. I don't know if we can emphasize it enough, because it's everybody's story that tries to do something. There are things that happen to make you think, can make you think you're not going to, you know, give birth to the blessing. And it's, and I think, just as you said, you know, try to shut down your thinking, shut your mouth, keep working diligently, you know, to get where you need to go. Because if that idea came to you, it has purpose. It has its
and
own momentum
know,
and plans.
As,
like you,
as
said.
You said, that just, I'm sorry. I've had a minute over talk to talk over you. I was just going to say, but and a person has to know that what is theirs to do, few if anybody else, especially in the beginning stages, few people, if anyone, is going to understand it. It wasn't meant for them. It's personal. And so you don't need a seed planting party. You know, you don't need a conception party. That happens within. And again, we talk about that period of growth and expansion and change all happens on the inside. And so to the degree that we cannot run to people who have not been given the direction, to the degree that we cannot run to them for support, the better off we'll be. Because some of them don't mean no harm. They just don't know what you're talking about, because God didn't mean them. God meant you.
That's true. Well, the next point is, how do we achieve full term? How do we successfully get to that place where we are giving birth to the blessing? Well, I made a special note that this is the work stage. This is the process of developing and nurturing the whole thing. You know, getting that plan down, following that plan, crossing your T's and dotting your I's, staying focused, staying in charge, being the boss, all of that. That's what you have to do. And the other thing is, you should be well aware that this is also where the big push comes in. Things are not often easy to achieve. Some things are, you know, if you want to set up a grill down at the lakefront or outside your home, a lemonade stand or hot dogs, that can be fairly easy. But most of us are positioning ourselves for greater things. Not that that's not a great thing. That's a good thing. But I'm talking in terms of what most of us in this day and age are trying to do. We've really got fantastic goals, more or less. And so the big push comes in, and you really find yourself having to push your own self harder and harder to get to where you want to go. And yes, it could be painful, and it could be hard, and it could be long. Sometimes those processes are just that way. And again, it's just good to know in your own thinking that there these things could be so. Giving birth in reality is like that. So giving birth to blessings, the analogy is really very clear. I think it's just laid out for us. You need to push, and you're going to have to push hard, and you're going to have to push yourself really hard to get some of the goals achieved that you have in mind for yourself. Cassandra?
Yeah, you know, as I listen to you, and yes, you're absolutely right, but I also think we might give some consideration to the thing itself. from the time that, and I go back to the seeds, be it embryo, be it mm-hmm. seed, be it thought, whatever, it is a thing. Thoughts are things. And things have an intuition, an intelligence, a wisdom of their own. And they work in unison with the universe, with the body, with the soil. They work in unison with that. They have their own time of becoming also, which we don't always know what that is. And so, like I said about a seed, you don't dig it up to see how it's doing. You don't doubt it. If you can, if you know how to believe it, you believe it. Like you said, Silver, oh, yeah, you work it. There are steps and procedures and processes to get from sitting in a chair to your bathroom. There are steps along mm-hmm. every path, and you've got to take those steps, and you've got to do the time. But also, I think that we can lean on, rest in that the plant, the child, the idea has an intelligence and a timing of its own as well.
Yes, yes, for sure, for sure. And that's, you know, that's another challenging, I'll say, reality for some of us. I've heard so many people in the stage of wondering why something didn't go a certain way at a certain time, or why didn't it happen when I thought, and all of that. And it's just there's a truth to some things coming to the point of birth or fruition or growth that is a natural order. Some things you cannot go around or change or manipulate, because there is a natural order. There's a natural process. And if you try to beat the process or outthink the process, very often it'll create a chaos. It'll create failure. It'll create back steps where you'll have to go back and redo. Maybe you were 10 steps ahead and now you're 2 steps behind. So you have to be careful. You have to be intuitive enough. You have to be in sync enough about what's happening. And if you're not, I just believe you need to ask people who may have done what you're doing to give you some greater insights into what the process is like. But yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Cassandra, because it's very important to be intuitive about the process and understand that the outworking of things is there is an order to that as well.
Silver, I also want to say.
Oh, go ahead.
Can I say one more thing about that too? Though, is a lot of times we're talking about that in between stage, that in the meantime, where you are working, facing, hope, and praying on something that has not yet been revealed. And a lot of times we think, well, how do we know that any of this is working? And I say, because you're working. You can. Mm-hmm. It's not a guarantee that. Nothing stops happening when you stop. But can I go back to our analogies with a child? You got to eat. You got to go to your doctor's appointments. You got to do, again, haven't had children, so don't. But I know you got to do stuff. With a plant, you got to fertilize. You've got to water. You've got to aerate. You've got to clean the weeds away. You've got to work. So how do you know? How do you know that you're not wasting your time because you're still working it? You're doing what you know to do in that moment, in that day, on that day. You're still working. That's how you know it's working.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm going to run through these points just one more time, because what happens after that's pretty exciting. So, and if you want to interject, Cassandra, please do. But we talked about conceiving, and how important that stage is with your ideas, that you really start putting something in motion. Cassandra mentioned about the seed and the life of it and all of that. That's where you're devising your plan. It's a very important stage. And then believing, feeling sure about it, knowing that, again, that's where the exciting part starts to happen, because you're really giving life and seeing it in your own vision about what it is that you want. And then achieving full term. Again, we just talked about that, but this process is where it's developed, nurtured, and you're really keeping pace with what things need to occur in order to birth that blessing. And then the fourth stage is the delivery. Things have reached full term and it's time. The big push has happened, and now you're where you want to be, and you've got what you want. But the thing to remember, and that's why I went through the steps, is that it's not likely you'll get to the delivery of the blessing without all those other things. Miracles do happen, but typically when we're trying to get to those aspirations, goals, dreams, plans, and put all of that into place, we have to put in all of the nurturing and all of the care, take care of that idea, and bring it to the point of delivery. Katanga?
And Silver, can I say, anybody that's birthed anything knows that after the delivery, the work really begins. So think about if it's a business that you're trying to launch, once the door is open, oh, you're about to work, you know, and you think that that's the hard part. And I say in that gestation period, in the meantime, in those times when you feel like nothing's happening, think on after the delivery. There's always something to do on your way to birthing a dream. There's always something to do on your way to birthing the dream, because when the dream is realized, then the work really begins. So all of that prep, the more prepared you can be in your thinking, in your actual life, in your space, in your in all of that, the more prepared you can be, the more successful you will be.
For sure, for sure. Well, as usual, you chime right in, and I tell you, it always lands where it needs to land. Your contributions are just priceless, valuable, and I thank you so much. We're already ready to wrap, Cassandra. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy, busy day. You're doing so much these days, and I know it sometimes it's a little challenging to get that slot in there, but I'm glad that you do. Thank you so much for being with
me
today.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, so much. I'll be back in touch with you again real soon, okay?
Very good. Thank you. And to your listeners.
All right. Okay, thank you. And all of you as well, I appreciate you joining in today. I hope you felt the inspiration and motivation you need to go ahead and birth your blessings in 2020. If you want to check out a little more information about Cassandra, you can visit her website at www.cassandramcsheppard.com for additional information. She's doing a lot of great things. You might want to have her as a guest or a part of your event sometime down the line as well. And again, I just want to thank you. I want to wish you a happy, happy new year. And whatever you do, get that big push going and birth every special blessing in 2020 that you know you deserve. Look forward to talking to you again on Monday. I have a guest who will be coming in. She is a LinkedIn expert. She's going to get us in the know about all of that. So watch on my Facebook for that information. In the meantime, have a great day. Be good, be blessed, and be awesome.